What's going on, everybody? Is the Secret to Flight podcast. We are getting into February now, almost Valentine's Day. Actually traveling today to Baltimore to another RIR meeting where we're talking about flight, we're talking about acquisitions, and just sharing what we have going on with people. I respect their opinion and what everyone has up there going on. Having a mastermind group like that, extremely valuable, but I've talked about that before. This week, the mindset thing I want to talk about is what I did this past weekend, the Donna marathon. It's a breast cancer, it supports breast cancer. It's a marathon at the beach. I did the half like 4 years ago when a couple days after Molly was born, but this one was my first full marathon. I'm going to do a Friday thoughts about this because I think there's a lot of pieces of the marathon that kind of echo real life as well. But for now, I'm just going to do a quick podcast on it. So analogy number one, or metaphor number one, however we're going to call it. So I had a goal time for the marathon. I wrote it down. I told everybody. I told everyone in the office, everyone that asked, what time are you going for? 3 hours and 45 minutes was my goal time. So 15 minutes under 4 hours. The time that I got on that marathon was 3 hours, 44 minutes, and like 20 seconds. So I, in my first marathon, so I have no fucking idea like what I'm actually gonna run it in, right? And I came in within 40 seconds of the exact time that I told everyone, and like I said, I prepped for it and ran a little bit, but the farthest I ran in prepping for it was 13-14 miles. So I'm not trying to brag or anything here. What I'm saying is I had no fucking idea what I was going to run that marathon in. It could have been 4.5 hours. It could have been, I knew it wasn't going to be less than 3 hours and 45 minutes or much than that, but it could have been way more. And the power of writing it down and telling people put me within 40 seconds of the exact time that I was telling people. So this has happened to me in other areas of my life too, where I write down goals and tell people goals and have no fucking idea how I'm going to get there, but I end up there just because I'm putting out that energy into the universe. It's so crazy, right? Like, there are a million ways I could have gotten that time of 3 hours and 45 minutes, but I ended up running like 8 minute, 10 second miles for like the first 19, and then just being horrible for the last seven, but like 9:30, 10 minute miles. And it ended up averaging out to the exact time that I said and told everyone. So I just think it's so interesting that even a goal for like a race like this, you get to see how valuable actually setting a time was. And here's the million-dollar question, right? Do you think I would have gotten that time if I hadn't set that goal? Interesting, right? Like, probably not. If I wasn't shooting for anything, then it wouldn't have fucking mattered. I wouldn't have pushed myself. I wouldn't have had any of these, you know, energy out in the universe to make me go faster, make me go slower. So who knows what time I would have gotten? It wouldn't matter, right? But think about that in your business too. If you are a real estate agent or you are selling widgets on Amazon, if you don't have a goal that you're shooting for, you know, what are you doing day to day? And who is controlling your volume? And how are you making decisions on a day-to-day basis to actually move forward? So the power of goal setting, that's number one. Number two with the marathon, actually, let me change up what I was going to do for number two here. But as I'm running the race, there were a lot of places where there's not a lot of people on the side, you know, there's not a lot of people cheering for you, this and that. In some places there's a ton of people cheering for you, but either way, you get to the finish line and there's people everywhere, right, giving you accolades. Marathon training is just brutal, right? It's hard and it's mostly time consuming. So yes, I ran 3 hours and 44 minutes that day, and there were people everywhere, and you know, everyone telling you you're doing great and this and that. But the hours and hours of preparation that people didn't see beforehand were what really built me up to that day. So people are really only seeing the tip of the iceberg. People aren't seeing all of these hours that I ran alone and in the dark and in the morning and when it was cold and when it was super fucking hot. And such is life as well, right? Like, so little of what we do, we're actually going to get accolades for, and people are going to see. Most of the work, most, you know, 90% of the iceberg is underwater, right? Most of the work that we do is going to be unseen. It's going to be in the dark, and it's going to be stuff you'll have to do when nobody's watching. And I just love that analogy for a marathon as well. Because that's the case, you really have to be doing it for you. If you're doing it for other people, you're going to feel very empty, because 90% of the work you're going to do is going to be on your own for yourself. So that's analogy two, how marathons relate to real life. The third one is my favorite. So my marathon journey that day, for the 26 miles that day, miles 1 through 19, I felt absolutely fantastic. That's not completely true, because starting at probably mile 12, I had dips where I felt shitty, and I maybe felt shitty for 4 or 5 minutes, so 3/4 of a mile or so, and then I'd get my wind back, and I'd feel like a fucking light spring again for a couple miles. So miles 0 through 11, just fantastic, felt light as shit. My preparation, my nutrition was on point. 11 through 19, I kind of had these up downs, but there was mostly up, right? So I fought through the downs. I felt tired for, like I said, 3/4 of a mile or so, and then I'd get back to feeling great. At around 19 or 20, things started to go downhill, and as much as I tried to bring them back by pushing through, drinking more calories, just putting my head down and grin and bearing the pain, it was not coming back. It just continued to get worse and worse and worse and more painful, to the point where I remember the mile marker 24, where I was shocked at how much pain I was in at mile 24. I was very excited to do the marathon. I knew it would be painful. I did not know it would be this crippling and intense. And that's what it was. Like, my lungs felt good, but my lower body and my feet, the bones in my feet, like my calves, my ass, my quads, like every part of my body was throbbing, to the point where I was kind of more limping than running. And I'd slow down a little bit. I wasn't walking, but I'd slow down to a very slow jog, hope to regain some energy, and I'd speed back up, and I just had nothing. So that was the point. I did a check-in with myself and said, this is why you did this race, right? For this point, for this level of pain, who are you going to be through this, right? And I made a honest attempt to push my body as absolutely hard as I could. And I was going much slower, but I did continue to move and continued to move till the end of the race. And even at the end of the race, usually at the end of the run, I got my runner's high, I'm feeling good, I'm walking around, I can go drink a beer, feel great. At the end of this race, I wasn't able to talk to Jane. I couldn't really have a conversation. I had trouble walking around. I was kind of limping here and there, and I was freezing cold. And she drove me home on the golf cart. I took a hot shower and went to bed for 3 hours in the middle of the day. And I had gotten great sleep the night before. So my body was in a sort of shock afterwards, which tells me I pushed really hard during the race, which makes me feel good. But how does this relate to real life? I think anyone starting a business or going out there and taking risk is going to go through similar situations like this. Just this pain will be mental, financial stress and pain rather than physical pain in your body. And I think you kind of have to deal with them the same way. I think a lot of times mental pain can almost be worse than physical pain in your body, right? And I think doing things like this marathon like trains you to deal with that sort of pain. But, you know, with flight, I talk very positively about everything happening, but not everything is positive behind closed doors, right? We're a startup construction company. We have our fucking issues, right? We have cash flow issues. We have construction issues. We have things we're figuring out as we go. And at the same time, you know, we have SDF Capital Group that's continuing to flip houses and buy lots and put capital out. So in my mind right now, there's just a lot of shit going on. And there's risk. There's things I have no control over. There's wars overseas. There's there's economic risk. There's interest rate risk. So all of these things, all of these weights that weigh on my mind could drive someone fucking crazy, right? So I could lay awake all night and think about all the reasons that we'll lose money on the lots I'm buying, or that flights can continue to have cash flow issues, or that these flips are going to lose money and I'm going to go bankrupt and a bird's going to shit on my head and it's going to be the worst thing ever, right? I could go down those rabbit holes, and the same thing at the end of the marathon. I could have went down the rabbit hole. Oh, my body hurts so much. Like, maybe I should just quit and walk and go the other direction. But the reality is, if you are going to win and push through hard times, you are going to have very negative times like this. And if you don't have the balls, if you don't have the guts is what it really is. If you don't have the guts to push through physical pain, mental pain, you are never going to get to that higher level. I had someone tell me this week that most people, you rate your life on a scale from 1 to 10. Most people just live at a 5. Every day is a 5. Every day is predictable. My family's a 5. Work is a 5. Things are maybe a 6 sometimes, or maybe a 4. If you don't have the ones, you can never experience the tens. So he talked about living your life in a way to let yourself experience these ones so you can experience a 10. I think doing that with the marathon and feeling that sort of pain, it just, for me, it related to life a lot. And I think many people quit before they should. Many people aren't willing to do what it takes to get to that high level. And then you see these people, right? You see these successful people. You see someone like Elon Musk, the iceberg sticking out of the water. People don't see 90% of it below, and people shit on him because he's rich and shit on him because of this and that, but they don't see the work that went in. They don't see the mental stress that he had to go through. They don't see him sleeping on, you know, the assembly room floor at Tesla for months on end. People don't see that. People just see these people that just live their lives where it's 5, 5, 5, 5, see someone great and that's done great things, and they shit on them and, you know, act like they were given everything when they have no idea what the work that was put into it. So that's my message this week. Is I think challenging your body and doing something like a marathon or an Ironman or something like that can put you in a spot that you've never been in, a spot of extreme pain where you have to go to a different spiritual spot to get through it. And I think that's great training for business and life. If you're going to take risk and you're going to go down the road that most people don't have the guts to go down. I know it helped me through that, and I know, you know, in a lot of ways we are in that spot right now, that spot with STF, that spot with flight, where things are painful. It seems like there's a lot more problems coming through than there is positive things. So if you're in that spot in life, know that there's many other people out there that are in the exact same spot, and 90% of them will quit. What will you do? Appreciate you listening this week.